our consumer champion, Conor Pope, is back in studio because we all know you love having him sort out the problems. And of course, if there's any issues that you think only Conor could solve, you can email us on pricewatch@rte.ie. Conor, we're going to be talking about health insurance.
Okay.
And I suppose for a lot of people, it's kind of something that they either have or are thinking about or don't have and they should have. But today's problem, right, first. My parents have had health insurance for years and took my dad off the policy at the last renewal because he had to go into a nursing home. My mother has recently gone into full-time nursing home care and doesn't need insurance anymore. But when I rang today to cancel, I was told that moving to a nursing home was not an acceptable reason and that she shouldn't cancel until the 12-month policy duration has elapsed. When I asked again what were considered acceptable reasons, I was told that changing job or moving country were some examples. How can that be fair? What's your thoughts?
On the surface, it doesn't look very fair at all, right? Because you'd argue that someone moving to Australia for a year is far less serious a change in your life as someone moving into a nursing home. And this person's argument was that, well, she's going to be moving into a nursing home. She's going to be cared for in that nursing home. So all of her medical needs are going to be taken care of. So I don't need my health insurance. Mm-hmm. But there are certain rules in place when it comes to health insurance, and they're very strict, and they're rules that are imposed by all of the companies. So there's three big providers in the country. There's soon to be a fourth, and they're imposed by all of the big companies. And there's reasons for those rules to be in place. And one of the strict rules is that if you take out a health insurance policy on the 1st of February, you have to pay for that policy for 12 months. Mm-hmm. And what the insurance companies do, what they do is it's almost like you say, I'm going to take out a health insurance policy and I'm going to pay €200 a month into that policy. So that's €2,400. So what the health insurance company kind of does is they say they put the €2,400 into the bank, and then you pay them off over the period of 12 months. So you're paying in installments for something that they might have paid for up front. So that's one reason. But the other reason is just to ensure that the market has a degree of consistency, because otherwise you might have people cancelling for all sorts of reasons throughout the course of the year. Mm-hmm. So all of the companies impose these rules. And I spoke to a number of different people in the industry this morning, and they all say moving into a nursing home isn't a reason why you're allowed to cancel a health insurance policy, for the very simple reason that a lot of people who move into nursing homes want to maintain their private health insurance because it gives them options when it comes to treatment. Mm-hmm. Because if you lose your private health insurance and you are, let's say, in a nursing home, or you're in another circumstance where you don't have health insurance, you are kind of, you have only access to the public system. So you don't have access to the private system. Mm-hmm. So the rules are there in place, and there's very little by way of flexibility. Now, when it comes to leaving the country, or if for financial hardship or whatever it might be, the companies have been mandated to show a degree of flexibility. But this is not one of those circumstances. And while I actually did speak to the company involved, and they said that they would, there was nothing really they could do, but the person can lodge an appeal, and they will listen to the circumstances of the appeal, because it might be that there are other extenuating circumstances. For instance, the person might be struggling to pay the costs, or so there might be extenuating circumstances, and it's not a question that the companies are really out to get you, but there are these rules in place, and they kind of fairly rigidly stick to them.
Yeah, so it's not as clean cut as you might think. Let's stick with health insurance for a second, and was the big question, personally I'm asking it right now as well in my head, is how do you know if you're on the best plan?
Well, it's worth bearing in mind that a lot of people don't have health insurance. Mm-hmm. Around half the country don't have health insurance at all, and for those people, it's fine, because I think it's always worth pointing out that we don't live in the United States, mm-hmm. where health insurance is absolutely critical, or else you could find yourself just left on the side of the road. Because if you're in a car accident, heaven forbid, or if you have a serious medical condition like a heart attack or a stroke or whatever, you're brought in through the public system and you're treated by the public system. And the public health system in Ireland gets a very hard rap, and there's a lot of negative news stories about it. And sometimes it's incredibly difficult for the people who are working in it and for their patients. But the public health staff, doctors, nurses, the admin staff, they do a really good job. And the public healthcare system is quite good. But the reason why private health insurance can be important is it allows you access to a lot of outpatient care, a lot of elective care, and the waiting lists for elective care in this country is are shocking. Like everybody knows that. So it allows you to do without those lists. How you know if you're paying too much? There's a very simple rule of thumb. If you've had the same health insurance policy for more than 3 years, chances are you're paying over the odds. And the reason for that is when my dad, when I was a kid in the 1980s, my dad had health insurance for us. And there was basically one company with five different policies. There was Plan A, Plan B, Plan C, Plan D, Plan E. And everybody had Plan B, except like the super wealthy who might have had Plan D. But that was it. It was really simple. Now there's more than 300 different policies on the market. God. And they're all called things like, some of them are called Family Inspired. Friendly Plus. And You're Amazing ABC. And then some of them are called P9117241. So like it's incredibly complicated. But one of the things that the companies do is they roll out new plans to attract new business, and those plans are better value than the old legacy plans that they have. So if you're on a plan that's more than 3 or 4 or 5 years old, it might be less, it might be bad value compared to one of the newer plans that they've rolled out. So it's always important to just check the timing of it. And the, that's the first rule of thumb. And then, so once you've done that, well, then there are other steps that you might want to jump, or other hoops you might want to jump through to make sure you're getting good value for money.
Let's talk about like the idea of taking out like a small excess on your policy and how that can actually save you money.
It's actually phenomenal, the differences that can make. So, and I'm not talking about taking out big excesses, because people don't want to do that, because one of the reasons why so few people in Ireland change health insurance provider, and more than 70% of people don't change. So they're the people who I'm kind of talking to in this instance. They're all with the same company. And one of the reasons why is people are afraid. And I totally get that. The area is complicated. You're literally sometimes dealing with matters of life and death and your health, and you don't want to be messing around. And you kind of think, okay, well, X company has been good to me for all these years. I don't want to leave them and join Y company and it might all go pear-shaped or whatever it might be. So in terms of taking out excess, people can be afraid. But if you say, if you were to take out, let's say you're paying $3,000 a year for your health insurance and you agree to, now I'm not speaking in specifics here, but you say, I'm going to take on an excess whereby I'll pay €100 every time I have to stay in the hospital. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not every night I have to stay in hospital. It's just if I have to go in for 1 day or 3 days or 10 days, I'm going to pay an excess of €100. By taking on that simple excess, you can save yourself a couple of €100 a year on your health insurance. And if there's a couple involved, well, then you're looking at 250, 300, €500 a year. And it's by kind of looking at ways that you can do that without dramatically impacting the level of cover that you have.
And like even the fact, so it's like you're willing to pay a bit extra, but actually you're saving much more money.
And that's only if you have to go into hospital, remember, because a lot of the time you won't have to go into hospital, so the excess is irrelevant.
So let's talk then about, I suppose, the idea of comparing policies. How do people do that?
Like, well, now one of the things to remember is that most people's health insurance comes up for renewal in January, February, or March. They're the key months, so people should be thinking about it now if they're anxious to save themselves a few bob. So the first and simplest thing that you do is you ring your existing health insurance provider.
Ring, because a lot of people will go online.
And I really can't stress enough, I don't think that's a good idea when it comes to health insurance, because by going online and filling out forms, the companies love you to do that.
You're pushed.
Please love you to do that. But the reason why it's not such a good idea with health insurance is if I go online and try and do all that stuff online, the responsibility of getting everything right falls on my shoulders.
Okay.
If I'm on the phone talking to the staff of a health insurance provider, the responsibility is on them to give me the right information. And I believe me, there is no stupid question when it comes to talking to health insurance providers. So don't be bamboozled. Don't be confused. Don't let them say, sure, if you go onto our website now, you'll be able to find out all that information. Make them explain it to you carefully. And the first thing you do is you ring your existing provider and you say, do you have any plans that are comparable to mine that are cheaper? And make them answer that question. And then if they say, well, we have this plan, but it's not as good, or we've that plan that's not as good. And then you say to them, okay, well, you have my medical records. You know all the claims I've made in the last 2 years or 3 years or 4 years. Would all of the things that I've claimed for in the last 2 years be covered under this cheaper plan?
Clever.
And if the answer is yes, well, then it's a no-brainer. You just move to the cheaper plan. And once you're armed with the information and you've a couple of different policy names with your existing provider, you ring the other two companies on the market and you say, how do these compare and what can you do for me? And the companies want your business, but they can't lie to you. They can't tell you things that aren't true just to get your business. So by asking those questions, and the question that I know Ray loves the question is very simple. Do you have any plans on your books that are comparable to the one that I have, and are they cheaper? And once you ask that question, you kind of put it up to them.
Answer a question about people themselves and their children being on the same policy.
It's not. And the reason why is because we don't have any private hospitals in Ireland for children. Mm-hmm. There's lots of private hospitals for adults. And it's this kind of counterintuitive thing. Your children should have worse cover in many ways than you do. And the reason for that is because what you want healthcare for health cover for your child to cover are outpatient care and things like that. And once you have that, you should be in a good place. But you shouldn't worry about private rooms and private hospitals or all that other stuff.
Thank you so much, Conor Pope, for coming in. Of course, if you have any issues that you think Conor can help with, pricewatch@rte.ie.